In Los Angeles, the city council voted today to change the name of the South Central neighborhood to South Los Angeles. Residents say they want a new identity for the area, one that erases its images of riots, poverty, and gang violence. NPR's Rachel Miro reports.
The Central and South Central refers to Central Avenue. Back in the first half of the 20th century, Central also accurately referred to the heart of LA's black community. But in the ensuing decades, as African Americans dispersed and moved west, the name South Central followed. Especially after the Watts riots of 1965, the name developed a negative connotation, implying high crime rates and poverty. LA City Councilwoman Jan Perry.
The term South Central has been used to indicate any residential area that is inhabited by African Americans and no longer holds the same cultural significance.
Perry sponsored the measure to have the city use South LA when referring to what's south of the Santa Monica Freeway, which bisects LA like an asphalt waistband. But the moniker makeover was the brainchild of Helen Johnson, a homeowner in Vermont Square, one of a number of tidy neighborhoods that until now were part of South Central.
I live in Los Angeles, but I live in South Los Angeles. We have a very nice neighborhood. If I was a millionaire tomorrow, I wouldn't move. I love where I live, and we try to keep our homes up just like everybody else. So I just appreciate this day so much.
Johnson wouldn't be the first resident to demand an image makeover for South LA. Wealthy blacks have built up Tony enclaves in the Southwest in neighborhoods like Baldwin Hills and West Adams. Central American immigrants have taken over the Southeast, establishing a vibrant commercial center. There are shopping malls and art houses. But there is also poverty and gang violence. And Councilman Nate Holden challenged Johnson to explain how changing South Central's name would help that.
All right, you're in South Los Angeles, and the same kind of problems and crime is happening and is defined as South Central. It'll be defined as South Los Angeles. How do you explain that?
When it happens, it happens. But at least it's the truth.
By changing the name doesn't change the circumstances.
There's so much in a name, Mr. Holden.
No.
There's a lot in a name, and this one has really disturbed us.
No.
There is a name.
In the end, the city council voted unanimously for South Los Angeles, noting it wouldn't be an expensive change because documents and maps are constantly updated anyway. Again, Councilwoman Perry.
My thinking is that if the city ceases to use this term, then the use of the term will eventually die out over time.
It may take a while, though. Not only the news media, but also popular music and Hollywood movies have helped cement South Central's image as a neighborhood under siege. But like many companies seeking to revive a sagging brand, South LA is starting with a name change. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Los Angeles.